VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Bombs and other suspicious packages targeting Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama, and CNN, among others, seem connected, according to some American law enforcement officials. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The explosive devices addressed to Clinton and Obama were intercepted because their mail is monitored for suspicious packages. The CNN device made it to the news outlet's mailroom in Columbus Circle along with white powder. NYPD counterterrorism chief John Miller says they're investigating along with the FBI.
It appears that an individual or individuals sent out multiple similar packages.
Miller says the acts of terror began Monday when another device, apparently a pipe bomb, was found at the Westchester compound of liberal billionaire George Soros, a major contributor to Democratic causes.
Similar packages were also sent to a former attorney general, a Democratic Party member of Congress, and a former director of the CIA, all of whom are prominent critics of the Trump presidency. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the top two Democrats in Congress, issued a statement Wednesday accusing Trump of fanning the flames of political unrest. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday warned of a new arms race if President Trump follows through on his threat to pull out of an arms control agreement signed in 1987. In Moscow, Putin said Russia would respond in kind if the U.S. deploys intermediate-range missiles in Europe. Another torrent of selling gripped Wall Street Wednesday, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeting more than 600 points and erasing all of its gains for the year. Recent data show the housing market is slowing. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's crown prince said on Wednesday that the case of journalist and Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi was painful and justice will prevail. Khashoggi was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said through an interpreter, the death is being investigated.
The crime was really painful to all Saudis. And I believe it is painful to every human in the world. It is a heinous crime that cannot be justified.
President Trump told the Wall Street Journal that ultimately the Saudi crown prince bears responsibility for Khashoggi's death. President Trump will be briefed on the investigation Thursday.
CIA Director Gina Haspel's been in Turkey, where Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in what the president called a botched operation that should never have happened.
It was carried out poorly, and the cover-up was one of the worst in the history of cover-ups.
The Trump administration's taken its first steps to punish the Saudis, moving to revoke the visas of suspects in Khashoggi's killing. But the president's resisting calls to cut off arms sales to the kingdom, which he considers a vital Mideast ally. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Thousands of Central American migrants continued their march toward the United States Wednesday. They set out before dawn with plans to travel 75 kilometers. As another World Polio Day comes around, the World Health Organization is reporting that three polio-endemic countries, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Nigeria, hold the key to the global eradication of the crippling disease. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
About 500,000 children were becoming paralyzed by polio every year when the World Health Organization began its global polio eradication campaign 3 decades ago. Today, that number has been reduced by more than 99%. WHO reports fewer than 30 cases of the disease this year, many of them in countries that had been considered polio-free. Outbreaks have occurred in Niger, Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Kenya, and Papua New Guinea.
Apple CEO Tim Cook on Wednesday called for a federal digital data privacy law. At a data privacy conference in Brussels, he said companies are using personal information to become profitable. He said, our own information, from the everyday to the deeply personal, is being weaponized against us with military efficiency. This is surveillance, he said, and these stockpiles of personal data serve only to enrich the companies that collect them. He spoke before hundreds of privacy officials from more than 70 countries. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.